On the go, take News Talk 1010 Toronto with you. Download, listen, and learn through the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Jerry Agar.
Hey, tomorrow is kickoff day for the CFL, first game of the season. Calgary Stampeders hosting the BC Lions, and you can see that at 9 o'clock tomorrow on TSN. So with the season kicking off, Milt Stegall has dropped by, former Cincinnati Bengal, former Winnipeg Blue Bomber, but we'll talk to him anyway here in Toronto, Toronto Argos territory. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate that intro. Thank you very much.
All right. A couple of times in the Grey Cup. Didn't win.
Had a couple of opportunities, but didn't win. But still had a great time in NFL and more so in the CFL. So I'm thankful for every single moment of my football career.
You were in the CFL longer, but you said more so in the CFL. Why is that?
Because it was just more enjoyable. You know, really? I was at the bottom of the totem pole in the NFL. So every day I was looking over my back wondering, was this my last game? Was this my last practice? Especially when you're on a losing team. And then when I got to the CFL, it felt more like I was in high school. I was enjoying myself. I was having fun. Great group of guys, not many egos like it is in NFL, so it was much more enjoyable than my time in NFL. I always tell people the only two good things I got in NFL was a pension and a 401k.
Okay, but is there anybody in the CFL who wouldn't take that NFL job if they got it?
Oh no, without a doubt. I mean, the money talks. It's all about how much you can make, because your lifespan as a professional football player is very short. The average lifespan is only three and a half years, so you got to get all you can while you can.
You got 17 years.
Yes, I did. I was very fortunate. I really took care of myself. I wasn't that tough guy as I alluded to you earlier. You know, I was trying to get out of bounds and not get hit as much as I possible. So I was able and blessed to play 17 years, which is truly, I'm grateful for it.
Well, he said that to me off air before we came on, because I limped over to shake his hand because I'm still waiting for my knee surgery, my knee replacement. You appear to be in better shape than me in that regard, and you got busted around for 17 years.
Yeah, I took pretty good care of myself, and I still take pretty good care of myself. I'm still able to move around. I have two 18-year-old and 14-year-old sons I'm able to move around with. So, knock on wood, hopefully I can continue this till the day I die.
All right, you played in Winnipeg, and somebody said to me this morning when we were talking about you coming on the show, before my show started, we're talking about, you know, how much attention gets paid to CFL teams, and I said, well, that's because you live in Toronto. You think it doesn't happen as much because of all of the big pro teams that are here.
Right, right.
But in places like Winnipeg and Regina and towns like that, the CFL is big.
It's big. It's very big. Of course, I think, you know, the Jets are number one in Winnipeg, but the Blue Bombers are right behind them.
Sure.
Great support system. You have actually a lot of Jet fans who are also Blue Bomber fans, but it helps when you're winning. You know, the Blue Bombers have been winning the last 4 or 5 years, so people are supporting them, but places like Regina, they support them regardless. So it's good to be in cities like that. Let's hope places like Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver eventually get there, because there's a great product that's on the field week in and week out.
Well, many years ago, I worked at a radio station in Regina, CJME, and the radio station's call letters were fashioned after a typeface that made it look like the football team. I mean, that's the big deal that the CFL is in Regina.
Oh, without a doubt. It's a special place, and people always ask me, do you miss football? I don't miss football, but I miss things like playing a Labor Day Classic in Regina, and then coming back and playing in the Banjo Bowl in Winnipeg the following week. That atmosphere, the fans, the excitement that comes with that, you know, you can't get that anywhere. So let's hope that continues. You know, we have a younger generation that we have to get involved in this game if we want to continue having this game thriving. But I think the CFL right now is going in the right direction.
A part of the CFL on TSN panel, Milt Stegall is here. What would happen to the CFL in Toronto if, as some people want to have happened, we could get an NFL team?
I don't want to say what I want to say, but let's say it wouldn't be pretty. It would not be pretty. Let's hope that doesn't happen, because we need a Toronto to continue being in the CFL. Of course, we would like it to be more thriving, more fans at the game. But if an NFL team comes in, I don't want to talk any more about that, because I don't want that to happen. Let's leave it at that.
Well, would the Bills try to prevent that from happening?
I think so, because they attract so many fans from Toronto, not only from Toronto, but from, you know, surrounding places in Ontario. So I think they would block that. That owner would never let that happen, because it's too close to Toronto or to Buffalo. So let's stop talking about that. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
No, I know you're right, because I know people here in Toronto who have season tickets to the Bills.
Yes. It happens. Yeah. It may be more fans in Toronto for Buffalo than there is for the Argonauts, which is sad. We're trying to change that. It's an unfortunate thing. But, I mean, the NFL is a monster. They have a great marketing plan. They have great marketing throughout the entire country. So we have to try to catch up, and it starts with what's happening on the field. They got a decent product on the field, but they need to get even better. And I think once that happens, we'll get more fans.
The first time that you came here from playing in the NFL and you started to play in the CFL, did you get confused by some of, like, wait a minute, don't we have another down? Like that kind of thing?
Funny story is I was returning punts, and because when I got up here, it was like four or five days later, I was playing in the game. They didn't tell me I couldn't fair catch. Luckily, there was somebody back there with me saying, you can't fair catch the ball, because I'm back there waving my hand. So yeah, there were some different nuances to the game. It took me like maybe a year and a half to get used to, because it's not a simple game, especially if you're a receiver or a defensive back or a quarterback. It's a little bit different. So it took me some like a year and a half to get used to. But once I did, you know, I was all in, and I took full advantage of it.
Well, it's such a physical game. I think it was former coach of the Bears, Mike Ditka, who said it's not a contact sport. It's a collision sport.
Yes, it is.
Do you miss that?
No, I don't. No, I don't miss that. And as I alluded to, I tried to avoid that as much as possible. That's a big reason why I retired. It's like my last 2 years, and I was in phenomenal shape, but it was just getting hit. Getting hit gets old when you're 35, 36, 37 years old. Your body just breaks down. I don't care how well you take care of it, how well you eat, how physical, conditionally you are, but it takes a toll on your body. So it's not for everyone. The fact that if you can go that long, it's a testament to some blessings from up above and the way you take care of your body.
Milt Siegel is here. He's part of the CFL on TSN panel as the CFL kicks off tomorrow with the Stampeders hosting the Lions, and you'll see it on TSN at 9 o'clock. Somebody's listening and their kid wants to play football and they're worried about all of that, especially the head injuries. Do you think that professional football, both the CFL and NFL, are doing a good job of trying to mitigate against that?
I'm going to be as transparent as I can. They're doing their best job. They're doing all they can, but it's impossible to prevent it. You have to understand, once you play this sport, there are going to be some injuries. There may be some lingering injuries that may affect you or impact you, you know, the rest of your life after you're finished. I have some friends who are suffering. So you just have to understand, once you sign up for this sport, there is a chance that there are going to be some concussions. There are going to be some broken legs. It's just the way it is. There's nothing else like football. I enjoy it. I wouldn't change anything I went through for the world, but there's an opportunity. There's a chance that you could get some injuries playing this game of football.
Well, I don't think it's if you get injured. It's when you get injured and then what the injury is.
Exactly.
Because a guy that I know, a friend of mine, and I know you know him, Sandy Annunziata, he comes on this show, and he's got his wits about him, and so do you, clearly. But I asked him if he was worried, like maybe 10 years from now, 15 years from now, could something start to happen? And he said he thinks about that.
Yeah, well, I don't think about it. I don't think about it. Oh. I think about what
maybe
I
it's
can...
better not to.
Yeah, I can think about what I can control, and all I can control is trying to keep myself safe. Right, as you alluded to, I'm in pretty good, you know, condition right now, mentally and physically. I've been fortunate, but as I alluded to earlier, I have some buddies who aren't, and it's because of what they went through in football. So I wouldn't say I would discourage anybody from letting their kids play football. Just understand that there can be some negative consequences that come along with it.
Well, and if you play sports at all, I mean, you can get hurt in any sport.
I mean, my kids play soccer, and my oldest son, he suffered a mild concussion from doing some headers. So it comes with any sport you play, baseball, basketball, whatever it may be, hockey, things happen. But as I alluded to earlier, I wouldn't change anything about the sports I played and the things that happened for me with playing those sports.
Okay, and I have to take advantage of this before you go, because I mentioned Sandy Annunziata, and he's been a part of my show. He's been a great contributor to the show. He's been an elected official in Ontario. Can he play?
He was good. No, he was good. He was tough. He was tough. He was good. He was tough. He was smart. And when you have a smart player, you can play a long time. It's good to be physically talented, but when you're smart, it makes a big difference. Because everyone is physically talented, but how smart are you? And he was a very smart individual.
All right. So you said you don't miss being in the game, but do you look forward to the season kicking off
without
and the commentating
doubt.
You get to do?
Yes. This is my way of staying around football without actually playing football. I've been fortunate that that the second I left football, I was still around football, commentating. I've been doing it for 15 years, and I'm having a great time doing it. So, yes, I enjoy it. I anticipate it. I get butterflies as I was just playing. So I enjoy it 100%.
Oh, I enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks for having me.
CFL kicks off tomorrow on TSN at 9. Milt Stegall, this is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.